We're in Rav Eliyahu Kitov's book. We're on the chapter on Shlom Bayit, and we're on page Ein Vav. The concept is Bo Heshbon. Let's evaluate where things are holding. And he quotes the following medrash: Lama en k'tiv b'yom sheni kitov? Why is it that on the second day of creation, when God describes creation in the book of Bereshis, that is the one day where the Torah does not say the creation was good? Every other day there's a description of creation. Description of creation describes as though God takes a step back and looks, and says, oh, it was good. On the second day of creation is the one day when God does not say it was good. Okay. So Rabbi Chanina Omer, Rabbi Chanina explains, Shebo nivret ha-machloket. God created the ability to have this divisiveness. Shene'emar v'him avdil ben mayim l'mayim, because on the second day God created the heavens. Shene'emar v'him avdil ben mayim l'mayim, because on the second day God created the heavens that separate between this. You have the earthly, heavenly waters. Water has been separated, and therefore that day is not described as a day that things were good. Amarni, im machloket machloket shi l'tikuno shel olam o shuvo shel olam en ba kitov. Rav Tivyomi points out, he says, if this differentiation created for the fixing of the world, as God is establishing the world and making it a world in which people can live, God has to separate between these waters, described as good, still divisiveness. Machloket shi l'ubuvo, divisiveness in our world, confusion in the world, not divisiveness that will create positive things, certainly that is not referred to as good. So the Medrash said good creation is because there was division, the waters were separated, and we're supposed to derive from that if divisiveness that is positive, all in all it's part of creation, if that's not called good, certainly that we know, which is part of destruction, it's not part of creation, it's the antithesis of creation, certainly that is not good. Kol ma'asei b'reshit ha-shlemutam tikunam nivu. Rav Eliyahu Kitov has a little bit of a lengthy introduction here, but that he's going to develop is phenomenal. I was reading this, I was spellbound. So he do what he wants to say.
What Rashi says? There's
another one too. Okay, I think if you think about it, then you could put all three midrashim together and get a deeper understanding. But that's not our. Everything that God created in the beginning of creation was created whole, created fixed the way it should be, and no action and no creation that was created for naught. If God created this world, discernment, divisiveness is important. God needs to separate. We see this part of the creation. Part of what happens in this world is you do have to discern between things. You do have to separate in the world. It's part of creation. There are many things that cannot exist in this world. They cannot coexist in the world. Certain things have separated. Fire and water. Can't put them together. Dry land and water. Nonetheless, when we do have to have divisiveness, the divisiveness is something that's good, as everything else in creation is blessed. Certainly, when it comes to divisiveness between mankind, that even if a person says, I mean for good, something that is cleansed of bad. That is, divisiveness, we say, it must be tainted with bad. What man can praise himself and be proud of his actions and say, proud of his actions and say, and be proud of his actions and look at what I did. Everything I did is pure. There's no. When we speak about divisiveness and he himself is a tzaddik, he has to know that we don't look positively upon that. Nature is such, the law of nature is such that a man is supposed to run his home. He has responsibilities and there's a division of powers, and whatever his actions are in order to establish that the home runs smoothly, we consider it as though that he's working to fix the world. But when a person comes and he's wants to establish that thing's natural path, he's supposed to run the show, and he's willing to fight for it to check. So then he has that he is really pure of his own interests. Is he really looking for the house's interest or his own interest? Is he really looking for his own benefit? Is he really looking for his own gain? And when people set and people set and people do, so then he loses. If a person will don't listen to him, so the first thing he has to do is look at himself and say, well, why don't I have the position I'm supposed to have within the house? Anytime a person finds himself with a different opinion, a different attitude from his relatives, from his realizes that from his wife, from his home, so he should realize he's 100% pure and say they're wrong. There was once a protest outside Barack's house. Walked out to the bank balcony and he said, "Atem to'im." And it struck me, you know, you could disagree, you could think differently. But when a person says, you think differently. But when a person saying, I know what's right, and I am right, and you are wrong. The second a person is talking that way in an argument, he should know that he has to check himself. It's rare that a person is 100% right. When I was in high school, so we had a class with Rabbi Wein. And he told us that in Judaism, historically, he's a historian, he's a rabbi and a historian, he said, historically, there were many mafoks. There were many fights. Historically, when people entered the Beis Din, the Jewish court, everyone's convinced that they're 100% right and the other side is 100% wrong. And in almost always, the Beis Din rules and the other side is 100% right. But it almost never happens that rules that one side is right and the other side is 100% wrong. And so what usually happens is people walk out of Beis Din and they're not happy. Because each one feels like he didn't get, each one feels like I was 100% right. How could it be they didn't see it my way? When in truth, an impartial party is usually going to see that this crucial party is usually going to see that there's some truth to both sides. A person may have a rule, Adam Karov Etzel Atzmo. And the person doesn't see his own faults. But if a person were really pure, then everyone would want to go his way. It would be natural for them to follow his way, and naturally it would for them to follow his way, and naturally he wouldn't have people opposing him. And now Rav Kitov is entering the part which I think is genius. It says, certainly when a person's argument and his spouse stress from their different senses. Not every person can overcome and all the things he's busy with. The way the world is that a person feels like what he's doing is most important and what other people are doing is less important. Everyone feels that way. When a person's learning, other people are doing is less important. Everyone feels that way. Working, he feels like he's working such a hard day. The nature of a person is that he values what he's doing most, and when he looks at what other people are doing, even if they're in the same trade, he doesn't value it as much. When a person views his work, he views it as the hardest. When he thinks to do a favor, he usually thinks, does he appreciate how much I have to put in to do that favor? And when we ask someone else to do something, we take it for granted that it's done, and if they dare not do it the way we